Let them build a substation.
A substation.
Which I think they can build wherever they want anyway, but.
They would have to come before the planning board with plans for the current facility.
Right.
But unless there was some environmental reason or some other, you know, crazy reason.
Stop a public utility from building what they want.
Right, that's fine, whatever the board wants to do. I just think it's putting under special use, it's fine, whatever the board thinks is correct.
Let's see here, if I got it. Public utilities, like, public utility in all our zones. Let's see, it's an SP, so it's, you know, it's an RA, it's under special use in most every one of our areas currently.
Okay.
And it's, for some reason, all the way across our table, it's a, you know, it's a special use. And for some reason, I think it was a typo, to be honest, when we did the adjustments. An industrial zone right now is blank, so that means, you know, it's not permitted at all. So we, you know, it's not by permitted right, it's permitted subject to site plan review or by the planning board or special use. So it's blank. So right now, in an industrial zone in Catskill, because it was a typo, that we, it just didn't get SP put in when they did the table of use. And, you know, now that's in front of the planning, we've had, you know, concerns about it and people inquiring about it. So we're really just correcting something that was an oversight that happened last year.
Right, but I kind of agree with Joe that it doesn't necessarily need a special permit. It should be an X permitted subject to site plan review.
But it's fine. I mean, that's what the board wants.
Well, an X.
I mean, if that's what the, if the town attorney seems to think that.
We're following or at least, you know, that's why we're here is with this public hearing is on the recommendation of our town attorney.
Thank you,
Joe. Any other comments?
An industrial zone would be like the NIW corridor?
Industrial zones here would be down by
the cement plant.
Down by the cement plant. Brown's Crossing is industrial on 9W. You know, in that particular, we have, you know, you'd have to Google, but that's really our main industrial areas, the 9W south of cement plants and a little bit up around Brown's Crossing along the railroad area is a zone industrial. I think that's the only two really main locations that we have in our town. Any other comments? Entertain a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion.
Second by Dunn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay. So third tag, we should really do a, with that we should just go into our regular meeting, I think we will.
Yep.
Sure. So I don't want to bore you guys. You're welcome to stay. I think you probably know more about public meetings. Thank you, everybody. Okay, thank you. I'll see you Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday morning.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you then. Thanks, guys. All right, so the first resolution we have tonight is authorization of delinquent water and sewer charges for all town districts. Whereas delinquent water and sewer charges need to be made part of a tax levy of 2023, and whereas there are re-levies of water and sewer districts within the town, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize a supervisor to sign their certification of re-levies for the following amounts in each district's net sewer district, $14,923.21. Post Avenue Sewer, $2,492.21. Post Avenue Water, $4,186.37. South Carroll Water District, $17,116.88. Jefferson Heights Sewer District, $14,741.89. Leeds Jefferson Water District, $70,034.14. So with that,
I'll make a motion.
Motion one by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried.
You guys don't shut people's door up here?
Or can you? you know, it's a cash flow thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, I mean,
I'm just saying, lead sheriffs, and that's not a big issue.
And it does create, you know, that's a cash flow. You know, it really is a cash flow. You know, when governments depend on those districts to keep their services intact and not getting that money in a timely fashion is not so good. I've got these out of order. But anyway, hire a part-time fire inspector. And we can have, if we want to have some conversation, we could on that. But so the next one we got is, whereas the town has an opening for a part-time fire inspector, whereas the town interviewed candidates for the position, and whereas the recommendation to hire Troy Ashdown to set a position, so therefore the Catskill Board hereby hired Troy Ashdown as a part-time fire inspector pending pre-employment screening effective on November 21, 2022 at the rate of $24 an hour. Again, that's a part-time position.
Is he already licensed?
Yes, he worked for the city of Kingston for 30 yeah, you met him.
You were
kind of one of Patrick and I were mostly involved in the interview.
No, I'm fine with that. I just wanted to know if he was licensed.
And he's licensed, and he has over 10 or 15 years with the city of with Hudson. And I think, you know, it's been a hard time finding somebody that's certified or even willing to want to come to work in a lot of areas. So,
Motion
by Paul Mosberg, seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Standard work day. So here we go. Town of Catskill standard work day and reporting resolution. Be it resolved that the Town of Catskill hereby establishes the following as standard work days for elected officials and will report the following days' work to the New York State Retirement and Local Employees Retirement System based on the records of activities maintained and submitted by these officials to the clerk of this body. So the first one we have is Dawn Scannapico. Standard hours is 6 and the time period is starting from 1-1-2022, and it's going to carry through 12-31-2025. So that's the first one we have. And the next one is for Councilman Jared Giordano. Standard work is 6, and the same time frame from 1-1-2022 through 12-31-2025. And so with that,
motion
by Jared, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against, motion so carried. Let's see. I guess that's C there. I should probably read in. So the next one up we have is with the public hearing we just had. So whereas the Catskill Town Board held a public hearing to amend the Town of Catskill zoning Chapter 160-17A, adding public utilities as a special permit to in the industrial zone on Wednesday, November 16th, 2022 at 6:30 p.m., whereas all those in attendance who wish to be heard so, therefore we, the Town of Catskill, hereby adopt local law number 3. That is still subject. The county has not gotten back to us on the 239 review, so I just wanted to add that in, So, but anyway, it's subject to their review, but so far we haven't heard anything back. And we should review the seeker. So, again, on the advice of our town attorney, we got a short environmental assessment form on making the changes. So, I guess I'll. Do you read them?
That's just the 11.
Just the first one.
1
through 11. Because he said, you know, Ted had mentioned 11. But first 11. All right, so I'll read these off. Does a proposed action only involve the legislation adoption of the planned local law ordinance, administrative rule, or regulation? And the answer to that question would be only. I don't know, right? That mostly is Patrick. So no. If yes, the narrative would be immediate. Does the proposed action require their approval or funding from any other government agency?
No.
Next one, we got check all the land uses in action. That's not a yes or no, so I guess we can pass on that. Next one we got is a proposed action A, permitted under the zoning regulations and consistent with adopted comprehensive plan.
Right.
Okay, next is a proposed action consistent with the predominant character of existing built or natural landscapes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. is the site of the proposed action located in or does it adjoin a state-listed critical environmental area? The answer to that is no.
Yeah, no.
No.
There's no type one in the factory.
A, will the proposed action result in a substantial increase of traffic above present levels? No. Are public transportation service available at or near the site of the proposed action? No. Just reading what they got. Are pedestrians accommodation or bicycle routes available?
No.
No. Does the proposed action meet or exceed the state energy code requirements?
No.
11. Will the proposed action connect to existing public or private water supply?
No.
And the next one is, will the proposed action connect to the existing wastewater facilities?
No.
And that's the first 11, Patrick, and that's all we need? Okay. So that's so
we're declaring a negative declaration.
And we got to declare a negative declaration. Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. And we approved the resolution, Liz, right? All at once, right?
Now we
need a motion. Now we're going to do the motion.
Motion
by Jared. Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay, so we're done with that corner. Okay, getting down to the.
We'll do the budgets.
Please.
We get the public hearing to vote on it. And we start to be part of that.
Okay, here we go. Thanks for my paper shuffle here. So we got adoption local law 4 or 5 of 2022, whereas the town board held a public hearing for local law 4 and 5 of 2022, increasing the senior citizens and low income disability exemption maximum limit sliding scale from $29,000 to $34,000 in accordance with the Real Property Tax Law, Section 467 and Section 459A, Wednesday, November 16th, 2022 at 6 o'clock p.m., and whereas all those in attendance who wish to be heard were so, therefore the Catskill Town Board hereby adopts Local Law 4 and 5 of 2022.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Next one. Budget?
Fire.
Leaf fire. No, I was not pulled on. Thanks, Jared. You're good for me. And I leave it on my pillow. I can't pull it. So, fire protection contract, Leaf Fire Department, company number one. Whereas the Catskill Town Board held a joint public hearing with the Town of Athens for the purpose of contracting with the Leeds host company number one for fire protection to the said district established in the Town of Catskill and Athens on Wednesday, November 16th at 6:15 p.m. Whereas all those in attendance wished to be heard were so. Therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby enter into a joint fire protection agreement with the Town of Athens and Leeds Host Company for the year 2023, with the Town of Catskill paying $131,442 and the Town of Athens paying $43,814. And in the year 2024, the Town of Catskill is paying $139,329. And the Town of Athens is going to pay $46,433. So we need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. Now, preliminary budget. So just to recap on the budget, Kirsten made some minor adjustments because we had some more concrete data on the on health insurance, so that raised our levy up slightly from, I think we're roughly about 24,000 when we left off last time. We were $23,781 over the tax levy limit last time, and then when we made the adjustments, that made us $27,136 over the tax cap limit. So in order to stay under the tax cap limit, we added $27,136 to the using fund balance in the general A fund. So that zeroed us out under the tax cap. So we're coming in at a zero. You know, we're dead even on the tax cap of the 2%. So the effective rate we were really on the tax bills, it was going to show 4.9%, and now adding that additional fund balance, the tax bill is going to reflect the 4.2, and the actual tax increase, I mean, that's the levy is 4.2%, and in actual dollars, the rate is going to go up 3.2% for the town of Casco residents. So
you need a resolution to adjust those budgets. You're changing something.
Right. So we got to make that resolution. Okay, so let's... yeah, okay, at least I'll give you the number.
I would think we need a resolution changing the number that was in the public.
From the public
hearing to the correct number. We would be changing the budget by a resolution.
Your resolution for adoption of the budget shows with changes.
So we don't have to do each one. Right. There we go. So I'll read the resolution adoption of the 2020 preliminary budget as the 2023 final budget. Whereas the town board held a public hearing on November 6, 2022 at 6:30 p.m. to hear comments and concerns regarding the 23 preliminary budget. Whereas all those in attendance were heard, therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby adopt the 2023 preliminary budget with changes as the 2023 final budget and instruct the town clerk to send the final budget to Greene County as required by town law. So we need
I have a quick question. May I have a question?
Sure, John.
There was a note in the Daily Mail today noting that the town supervisor's salary increase was not what was originally stated in the paper, but that the budget was that the salary increase was 9% from last year, over last year. And that is correct. It's 8-something. So my question is, what happened when the report was given to the Daily Mail as to the percentage increase? And the second question I have is, the town board's only getting 3% and the supervisor's getting 9%. And what does the town board think the supervisor does more that rates a 6% pay increase over and above the elected officials and the members that are not associated with the union? Does the town board agree with the 9% pay increase? And why? What rationale do you have for that?
Because he's here a whole lot more than we are.
Because he's here doesn't mean you need one of them. When I was town supervisor, I was here all the time too, but I never asked for a 9% pay increase. So there's got to be a case made.
I'll address.
I'm asking the question: if the town board feels that it's an appropriate percent, that's fine. But I think the town board is remiss in not indicating why they think that the supervisor should get 6% more than anybody else in the town, except for those I believe are still under negotiations. And if the town board thinks that that's appropriate, obviously it is. But I'm just wondering. I don't need a response from the town supervisor. I need a response from the town board as to why they think that the supervisor.
One comment I'll make, and it's not about that, is about the first, you asked multiple questions. And the answer I'll tell you about the Daily Mail.
Yeah, that's fine. That was in the paper. I didn't like the correction.
I don't know if it was corrected in the paper or not, but what I will state is that the reporter emailed me, and all the data, except for where it was said, and it was emailed by the supervisor, but the numbers that were printed in that Daily Mail were obtained off our town webpage. I didn't I didn't supply those percentages to the Daily Mail reporter. So that's the way the reporter happened to read it or whoever gathered that information for him. But that didn't come from me or anybody, you know. I mean, and even, to be honest with you, even some of the other stuff, if you looked at it, put the rate per, you know, it was really a rate per thousand in the end. I believe that the rate at 10,000 or 100, whatever it was, but it was not, it wasn't overly accurate in a lot of areas.
Okay, and that's fine because the supervisor, town board, should state that publicly, that the article in the Daily Mail was incorrect. That, because people who read that article are going to look at it and say, okay, and then later on read something that's completely different, and they're going to say, well, what happened?
With elected officials, whether it was under the preliminary budget or the elected officials, nothing changed from the time that we had our public hearing.
No, I'm not saying anything changed.
Right, well, I'm just saying that if there was a discrepancy out there, our data on those particular items that you mentioned were here at that time, and if somebody read those incorrectly, you know what I mean? I don't know where they, I can't speak
for fine. That's okay. That's a good explanation, but I was just curious.
No, that's what happened. Well, I don't know what happened, but I can tell you on our behalf, if that's how they got to, those questions weren't asked of me or anybody else that I know of. So I guess they got their own data and misread the budget.
Okay, no, that's fine. And the second question is not to you, town supervisor, but to the board, the four members of the board. Is there a reason why they agree that a pay increase of 6% more than they're getting is appropriate for the town supervisor? If they say they think they're not required to answer me. You're not required to give me an answer. All I'm just saying, all they can say is yes. That'd be fine. I mean, I just want to know.
I'm on record voting 0% increase.
I was just going to say, a vote was held like everything else. 2 voted no, 3 voted yes. So okay.
So there was a vote on the 9%?
There was a vote on
all elected officials.
Yep. Okay.
And that was...
That's fine. Because that's not known.
No, it's paper, basically.
No, I'm just saying from my perspective that the board had the opportunity to vote on the salaries and voted approve them 3-2. So that's fine. That's all I need to know.
Good news is that we did a pretty good job on the budget together.
I'll make a motion that does work.
Motion by Kamal,
second
by Patrick.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
Thank you, Mr. Izzo, for making us look further into it.
Oh.
You're welcome.
It's not Mr. Izzo. It's P. Diddy Joe.
He's got another name.
So did they have a correction?
Rapper Joe.
Did they have corrections in the deal?
Yeah, there's
that's even better.
in the second.
The weekend paper?
No, today's paper. You turn over the first page, and on the lower part of the second page, it says budget correction. It says 9% or whatever. I don't recall exactly what it says. But it's a correction.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. If they were going to make corrections, I wish they called because I would help them out with a few other things.
No, it said corrections to the town council budget.
Any of it? How many corrections did they make?
No. They were just correcting what was said.
What was stated.
Because I'm saying, I think there was more that was incorrect. I think there was multiple errors in that article, to be frank about it. But you know what? We're done with it. Public hearing. He didn't talk about the tax cap. We're good here. Okay,
just to let you know,
go ahead, go.
I still think, and it doesn't matter now, but I still think that you should have used more money from the fund balance to offset the tax increases, and that you are now getting legislature, county legislature is passing your mortgage tax agreement tonight, and that's going to be $165,000 more, which is double what you budgeted and have already received last year. So,
but as you mentioned,
so you have had plenty of money, enough money anyway, to adjust salaries more than I think you did in the budget. But that's my own opinion.
I mean, you know what it is. As you mentioned in our public hearing about revenue in the courts, I mean that's still all revenues are unknown, right? But I mean, if we could have a shortfall in court revenue.
Well, you're going to have a shortfall in the court revenue.
And I also think, I mean, and if we get pleasantly surprised with our revenue, and if we get more revenue than we anticipated, that's money that we can reapply next year in fund balance. Instead of we use a substantial amount of fund balance this year. It was over 400.
In the A fund, you only used 100 and some thousand. You have over $1 million in fund balance in the A fund.
And then, and then we're going to have enough. I don't know if we're going to have a shortfall, but we sure aren't going to have a windfall in mortgage tax. I mean, I was talking to a couple of bankers today, and mortgage and refinancing right now is very. So it's going to drop. It's going to drop off the cliff a little bit too. So, your points are well taken on the fund balance revenue, and if we happen to do better than expected, that will give us some fund, some additional cash that we can apply next year as needed.
And we did look into it. We bounced around a bunch of different options of how much fund balance to use and what it would do, and we just decided that this year wasn't.
We use it.
No, we're going to need it next year.
Right, next year.
Because we're going to hit a wall this year.
Because if you use fund balance this year, that means we're paying for something that we're that we're going into the piggy bank for, and fund balances can run dry.
They
certainly can.
But
if you live without out of your means, it goes dry.
I'll let you go.
Okay.
I'll just keep you here for.
That's right. That's a good conversation.
But I think. You're missing the point of the people you represent who are also going through, inflation and different numbers, and you're asking them to spend 3% more on top of whatever else they're going to be faced, where in fact you could have lowered it to zero and helped the people. Because that money doesn't belong to the board, it belongs to the taxpayer. And those are the people that you should be representing first, anticipating what's going to happen a year from now. You can make adjustments for, but what's happening right now is right now. So that's all I'm saying. So good night, everyone.
Good night, Joe.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too.
Okay.
But we have multiple quotes from First Light just on fiber alone just for Town Hall on this particular quote. First Light, which came through WebJoggers, preferred pricing, I believe, to some sort, and they came in at $426.85. Mid-Hudson Cable, they came in at $439.85 for the same amount of speed, and I guess they got 6 usable IP addresses. So, that's a local company. And then I got a big, I'd have to look at the breakdown on it, but it's First Light, it's just that this second First Light came in with everything included. I mean, phones, the whole ball of wax. And
I was just looking at the phones. If we went with this, would we have to replace our phones?
I think you'll lease it with the phones. Because Magnifive, I got them in there too. But if we're just looking at the line on Magnifive on their quote, because they were going to use a fiber Verizon type of wire, I can send you these if I didn't already. And they're quoting on Magnifive $695 for a line. And Mid-Hudson, again, is 439. So you're...
The 439 is not really 439 because that now replaces our internet bill that we have.
Well, and that's what First Light. You know, you got to look at in that long email that was sent by the rep from First Light. Like I said, you got to look at lawyer expenses and you got to back all those type of things out. But
if we find out that the 200 megabytes is too slow, that we have too much bandwidth, do they have different tiers?
Yeah. No, I think
not on business. There's only one business.
It doesn't.
Yeah. I think residential is 3 tiers, but
they can ramp it up faster if we needed them.
I think this is like a business.
And we could, if we needed, needed
200
is the highest that they offer.
Yeah, on the business side, yeah.
And that's a good question. And WebDriver, though,
I think they analyze what we use.
I mean, WebDriver can't analyze what we use through First Light, so I think. And like the other sites through First Light, I guess they have fiber, like they can do Tool House Road, they kind of have like,
they actually don't have fiber. They're renting someone's fiber.
Still service.
No, but I'm just saying they're renting.
They're saying they don't rent it here.
They do.
They're saying
no. First Light does have physical
wires.
They do.
They
may be on somebody else's pole.
No.
But at long
term, they're all on somebody else's pole.
Yeah.
Again, I think with Mid-Hudson, it's a local company. They really support our community.
Mm-hmm. And they're also in the process.
And they employ people. And again, even in our purchasing practices and policies, we could spend, if we wanted to spend 10% more on it, we could. And I think the really nice thing about the Mid-Hudson thing is really it's a month to month. Like if we're looking at First Light on this bigger package, because it's we're looking for a 60 month contract.
Yeah.
So I mean, if it did work out with Mid-Hudson, which I expect it to be fine, but we can say it just didn't work for us, and we got to try something else. So with that, I think that's the way to go. And then talking to Joe Valentine through WebDocker, and I don't know the name of the company, but that's when you get into that SIP or SIP type of thing. And he thought it would only be like another $600 to get the dial tones and the call outs and all that. So I mean, we could really, we could be $800-900, and we were paying $15 with Magnify before all this, the shenanigans came along with the copper wire. So we should see a savings actually, and the service is better. And I guess that
allow us to get rid of the old system of ambulance that's obsolete. Because now
we're going to have to buy phones.
We're
going to have to buy a couple of phones. And I think they're around $200 a piece, something like that. So we're going to have to buy a phone from the ambulance. But the number for most of these locations will be I think it's going to be the 2141 number, and then everybody calls the same number, and you hit the extension, so I think it's going to
be. You can dial the extension direct. You pick up your phone and say your extension is 315.
From within, outside.
Yeah, and then what else was he saying? The facts. I mean, Joe's aware of the facts over the ambulance squad. And he knows what we have here, so there'll be solutions for that. So I think it's a good start to get it going. And put these guys come up with the solutions, I guess, and do it for us. So
motion
by Jerry for go to Mid-Hudson Cable for our fiber. Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
You're done.
Good, it's done. Anything else we got? I don't know if we got to talk. Still work on those contract issues. The 16th is when we're going to meet again for.
So there's the meeting for.
With tomorrow, we can do 10:00. But we're going to do it by phone because you available around 10?
Hopefully, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not available at 10 either. You make 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So we'll do 10.
Is this still like this?
No, this is what?
This is still
like this? The ambulance, we're meeting with them on the 16th, and we're just trying to...
Has Highway even started yet?
No. We got to get one done. We don't have to get one done. It is what it is. I would like to get this, but... Elaine does a good job. Her next availabilities are...
She's busy.
she's busy. I mean, like, she's looking at her calendar and it's like, what? The 16th. Her next going to be a little bit better. So hopefully, we can, you know, I mean, it would be nice to really get down to the nitty gritty here. But if there's any work rules that, you know, or anything that any, you know, again, we're going to have another meeting before that and, you know, crunch some more numbers with Kirsten and see what they come to have. But if, unless you guys want to do an executive session to talk about it tonight, we can. We're here. Any?
Don't you agree?
Patrick, you feel that way or do you want to have a conversation?
A quick one, maybe.
All right, so why don't we make a maybe doesn't work. I'm like a yes or no.
Is that even possible?
Is that a yes? It's not possible.
Does he know what he says?
It's just contract issues. No decisions will be made, no votes will be taken. Once we exit executive session, we'll be closing the town board meeting.
And we need a second.
The town clerk can go.
And we need a second.
Second.
By Paul, all those in favor?
Aye.